Hello, this is Jeff Lincoln, project leader for Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic Resurgence, with a brief message. For those joining us from Episode 1, you will hear four new voices behind four main characters. Real life has a way of interfering, unfortunately, and the previous talented members of our cast had to step away from their roles, but we are dedicated to bringing you a fun new adventure. Please join me in welcoming Julia Kennedy, Chris Van, Andrew Latherin, and Holden Levy into the roles of Teresa Vaughn, Kai Aaron, Aiden Weber, and Larian. Now sit back and enjoy the latest release from Typhon Media Productions.
Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic, Resurgence. Episode 2, The Desolation of Hoth. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, having narrowly eluded the Zerka Corporation's gunships, the Logan Star, an older Republic gunship, finds itself held against its will. The Sith Destroyer Malevolence, under the command of Darth Tankeel, has taken the Logan Star and its crew into its cargo bay. Teresa Vaughn, captain of the Logan Star, meets with the crew formulating a plan to escape the Malevolence. All the while, above the ice planet of Hoth, Darth Zookeel and Taimu prepare to test their newest weapon.
So, we've got about 3 minutes until we're staring down the barrels of blaster rifles. Options, people.
Smuggling compartments?
Not on this ship. I'm a legitimate cargo hauler, Master.
Master? Wait, hold up. Are you telling me you're a Jedi too?
Not now, Aiden.
Suggestion. The Logan Star is equipped with multiple empty missile tube batteries that have been discarded. It is possible someone could hide within them.
How many are there?
Informative response. There are four currently empty.
I have a suggestion. Why don't we just surrender? I mean, what are they gonna do? Torture us? What? What did I say?
Yes, they'll torture us. If we can sense that there is a Sith Lord aboard this vessel, they can certainly sense that there are not one, but potentially three Jedi on this ship. They will most definitely torture us.
One Jedi, two Jedi. Where are you getting three from?
Please, are you forgetting you're the one the holocron spoke to?
Oh, crap.
Oh, crap indeed.
Back to the matter at hand. It doesn't matter who hides in those tubes. Five of us would be found instantly. HK-35 can't fit in the tubes. Three of us are extremely Force-sensitive, and one of us is sitting in a Colto tank.
So what you're saying is it's all going to be on me?
Unfortunately, yes, Aiden. It will be all on you.
What will I need to do?
Well, ideally, free us from wherever we're being held. Failing that, Aiden, take this ship and go get help.
You're kidding, right?
Afraid I can't do it?
More like I don't want to see you get killed. You should be back on Coruscant. This isn't a job for you.
Kid? Oh, the irony.
Oh, shut up!
Boys, another time. It's your choice, Aiden. Stay or go. We won't judge you either way.
You'll know soon enough. Which way to those missile tubes, HK?
Orientation indication. This way, sir.
Aiden, take this. You might need it.
Your blaster?
Can't be too careful. Just don't touch the switch. You'll end up with an entirely different weapon, and you won't be ready for it. Now get going!
Listen, Kai, I need you to take this seriously. These people will torture us. They're going to try and find out as much as they can.
If you're trying to scare me, it's not working.
Kai, you need to listen to me. Somas and I have been trained to resist Sith torture. We're going to use the Force to render you unconscious for now. That way, you'll be spared.
Over my dead body.
It's the only way, Kai. Otherwise, you're going to be subjected to terrors you've only dreamed of briefly in your nightmares. And when they're done with your mind, they'll start with your body. Likely electrocuting you multiple times. Each time, every nerve in your body will feel as if it were on fire. Sound pleasant enough?
Okay, okay. Just make it quick.
Hold it right there!
Take it easy. We ain't going anywhere. Can't you see we've got injured here?
Like I'm supposed to care.
Lower the weapon, soldier. These people won't cause us any trouble.
As you wish, m'lady.
My former master wouldn't dare attempt escape or fight when there are injured nearby. Especially when there is no chance or means of escape. Isn't that right, Somas?
Thank you. Good to see you're still alive. Though our manner of reunion is something to be desired.
Our manner of meeting was something you created, my old master. But regardless, it seems you have found another.
Incorrect. We have no pupils.
A pity. My lord would have liked to have had more students. Hand over your lightsabers and tell me how many are aboard.
There's only one other aboard. My droid, HK-35.
A Jedi travels with an assassin droid.
Assuaging response. Actually, ma'am, I have been reprogrammed. I am no longer capable of assassination protocols.
You've certainly managed to retain some of those protocols. No one heard you even enter the room. Soldier, shut him down and take him to processing. Have his memory accessed. Confirm there are no others on board. Leave the alien in the Bacta unit and post a guard. The rest of them to the holding cells.
As you command, m'lady.
Just hang on, guys. I'll get you out. Somehow.
Across space, aboard the Sith cruiser Infernal, Darth Zukeel and Taimu stare out across the icy planet of Hoth below. Zukeel, in her impatience, begins to drum her fingers across the angular console before her, situated high above the rest of the command bridge. Taimu remains calm and collected as he watches a single display screen, showing the progress of a transport making its way to the surface of Hoth.
This is taking too long. Can't we speed up this process, Taimu? I'm growing tired of watching this ice ball beneath us.
Patience you must have. Successful we need this test to be.
Explain to me again how this weapon works.
Complex the process is. Destroy the flesh with energy waves. Power supplied through kyber crystals they are.
So, this weapon is powered by the same crystals that power out lightsabers. And how does this help our overall plans?
Fear, sadness, death, all feed the dark side of the Force. Power it will grant us. Harvest it, we must.
I miss the old days, my friend, when we could simply slaughter those before us and remove the weak from our sight.
Strike from the shadows we must, until our strength is regained. While weakened, the Republic poses a threat it does. Ready, we are not.
My lords, we're receiving a transmission from the transport. The cargo has been dropped off by the transport, and they are returning to the ship.
Very good, very good. Captain, begin the charging sequence. Once full power has been achieved, alert me.
Wait. Order the transport to remain on the surface. We should test to see if the weapon will penetrate the transport hull.
Surely you don't mean sacrificing our men, m'lady.
That is exactly what I mean. And if the weapon doesn't penetrate the hull, our men will be perfectly safe. And will prove to show an unfortunate flaw in Taimu's design.
But Lord, certainly you don't support this action.
I shall allow this order.
As you wish, my lords. Transport 09, Infernal Actual. You are ordered to remain on the surface near the cargo. Stand by for further instructions, Infernal Actual out.
Infernal Actual, you can't be serious.
Pilot, you have your orders. Return to the surface immediately. Acknowledge.
Do you have any idea what they're testing?
Transport, you have your orders. If you do not return to the surface, I will order the ship's batteries to shoot you down. Do I make myself clear?
Understood, Actual. Transport 09 returning to the surface. Out.
Very well. Infernal Actual out.
Trouble with your men, Captain? Surely we don't need to start thinking of replacing you. I'd hate to think you can't keep them in line.
That won't be necessary. The men are understandably scared. This test could potentially kill them. We're not exactly swimming in manpower. Your own sister's vessel is severely understaffed. We cannot simply lose too many men.
You may have a point, Captain, but our orders stand. However, don't make a habit of having your opinions being valid, Captain. We are in charge. Is that understood? We wouldn't want any accidents, would we?
Absolutely, m'lady. I completely understand.
Very good, Captain. Report when the weapon is ready for firing.
Yes, m'lady.
Back on board the Malevolence, Darth Tankeel contacts Lord Tihar, preparing to inform him of the capture of the two Jedi and the capture of the Logan Star. All the while, Iden remains inside the lone missile tube, quietly checking the timepiece on his wrist, waiting for his moment to move, either to attempt rescue or escape. Meanwhile, in the heart of the Malevolence, Teresa, Somas, and Kai lie upon three separate tables, held in place by four shackles.
Well, it's been some time.
You're right about that, it has.
Where have you been hiding all this time?
I haven't been hiding, Master Somas. I've been in and out of the temple for the last 5 years.
And you let people just ransack the place?
No, of course not. I've been collecting certain things.
And these things would be...
I'd rather not discuss that while under observation.
Ah, fair point.
But rest assured, I've not been sitting idly by watching looters and vandals desecrate the temple willingly. With the Zerka bounties and lacking certain access to areas of the Coruscant Temple, I gathered what I could, when I could.
And when exactly did you come across the droid?
HK. Well, I actually bought him from some second-rate technician about 2 years ago. Man certainly didn't have any idea how to haggle.
No, you're the one who bought that trash heap? Where did you find the parts to fix him?
It was easy. That's a tale for another time. I sense that one of our hosts is about to come question us.
Oh, joy! I love this part. Well, well. This is an auspicious day. Two Jedi and a young boy. M'lady Tankeel must have known I was getting rather bored. Apologies if we aren't exactly entertaining. Being held in force restraints tends to dull the idea of being fun. That very much depends on the person and their idea of entertainment. And mine happens to be this.
Where am I? What the hell was that?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't intend to wake you up just yet. But no matter. Where is the holocron?
What holocron? There are hundreds.
Don't play dumb with me, Jedi. You know of which holocron I speak of. You're going to need to be much more specific than that. I don't think I caught your name. Immaterial. The holocron. Quit acting dumb. Tell me what you know, or I'll turn the heat up on the boy.
Yo, what? Get me out of here!
The boy has nothing to do with this. Let him go!
See, that's where I know you're wrong. You see, we had a whole team tracking that holocron, and they witnessed your group's entire exchange. But what they don't know is what happened to the holocron and the second boy. Though we'll be certain to find out once we finish probing the droid's memory.
Then what do you need us for?
Testing a theory of mine. Can I break a Jedi before a technician can finish with a droid memory recall? Now, shall we begin?
Three hours. This has to be long enough. Okay, let's see how we can help the others. Okay, let's see what's around me. Okay, so a few fighters. Nothing too crazy. This ship is severely lacking. There aren't even weapons on this thing. What in the world are they doing with this thing? There's not even a full crew aboard. At least according to these thermal scanners. Granted, they're a piece of junk. Most of this ship is. And from what I can tell, we're still in deep space. And they'll likely be jamming the communication system. So, my options are limited. Even understaffed, it'll be nearly impossible to get anywhere on this ship. Gives me no choice. I've got to get the ship out of range of the communications jamming and shut down the interdictor field so I can jump to hyperspace. But first, to get out of this hangar. Okay? Last chance to back out? No? Here we go. Holy crap! This thing has some teeth! Okay, the hangar door is blown open. Next challenge. Take out the interdictor generator before they can stick their fighters on me. There it is. Come on, come on! Fire! Not today, boys. Okay. Now to get some help. If they're really Sith, there's only one group I can trust to get after them. This is Aiden Weber, aboard the Jedi starship Logan Star. I have an urgent request to speak to Admiral Onasi of the Republic First Fleet.
Several minutes prior to Aiden's escape.
My Lord Tirhar.
Tankil, I was told you have some information for me.
Yes, my lord. I have managed to capture the group that was sighted in the Jedi Temple on Coruscant.
You are absolutely certain of this, Tankil. I will not have my time wasted on false leads and promises.
These are the people I have in my custody, and I have confirmed their identities. Teresa Vaughn, Somas Karathian, Larion, Kai Aron, and an HK droid that's been reprogrammed.
There was another boy in the group.
We haven't found him aboard the ship, though I plan to have my men search the vessel once again.
See that you do, Tankil. There is something about this group that troubles me, and I don't want to underestimate...
M'lady! Someone is attempting to steal the Jedi vessel!
Look down the hangar! What were those guards doing?
It looks like you've got a situation on your hands, Tankeel. Contact me when you've resolved it.
How did someone get aboard that ship?
We don't know, m'lady. According to the guards, no one entered and no one left. M'lady, it seems the ship has blasted through the hangar bay doors.
Order the secondary fighters to intercept that.
M'lady, the ship has destroyed our interdictor generator, and without it... The ship is gone, m'lady. And without any way to track them in hyperspace...
Silence! I want this ship ready to jump to hyperspace and get us out of this position.
M'lady, that's going to take some time. The destruction of the interdictor generator has caused a feedback pulse. We need to shut down the engines and do a full restart.
How long?
Several hours, minimum.
Get it done. I will be in the holding cells.
Back on board the Infernal, Zukiel and Taimu wait patiently as the new weapon is reaching final preparations for firing. The test subjects are already near freezing to death on the surface of Hoth.
My lords, final preparations are nearly complete.
The lower decks. Evacuate immediately.
You expect something to go wrong?
Cautious I am. Wasted lives I wish to avoid.
Very well. Charging status?
95%. Charging is nearing optimal saturation point.
Program pattern alpha into targeting computer.
Programming alpha dispersal pattern into targeting computer.
Sound firing alarm.
Weapon charging complete. Optimal saturation levels achieved.
Countdown commence.
Countdown started. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fire.
From the bow of the Inferno, the new weapon fires and lances outward. A wide dispersal beam of glistening purple energy streaks across the stars and impacts the surface of Hoth, melting a path through the falling snow and ice and slamming directly into the crowd of slaves. As the beam reaches its full potential, the screams of the former slaves fill the air as their bodies are rendered from cell to cell, tearing them apart where they stood. Meanwhile, the Sith soldiers watch on from the transport still on the surface. After several seconds of exposure, nothing remained of the group outside of the transport, short of a large pile of dust.
Transport to Infernal Actual.
This is Infernal Actual. Go ahead, transport.
Report to Lord Taimu that the test was successful. There's nothing left of the group here. And we're okay. No signs of damage from the weapon.
Good. Return to the ship immediately.
Understood. Returning to the Infernal now. Transport out.
Well, well. Congratulations, Taimu. Your weapon works.
Ineffective against sealed objects, it seems. Adjustments must be made.
Regardless of that one detail, it had the desired effect. I felt their life energies through the Force.
Large-scale deployment not ready for yet. Work to the Malevolence must be complete. Then two weapons we will have.
What do you mean the shuttle isn't responding?
Problem, Captain?
It seems, m'lady, that the transport is no longer responding to our communications.
Is there a problem with the communication system?
Negative, m'lady. They've simply stopped answering.
What was that?
I don't know, m'lady, but the transport is on a collision course.
Shoot down the transport! Now!
Lock weapons on that transport! Fire when ready!
No, tractor beam use instead. Slow the transport. Find out what happened to the pilots, we must.
Is that wise, Taimu?
Quarantine the hangar, we will. Limit exposure. Discover the effects of the weapon, we must.
You're taking an awful risk, Taimu. I hope this is worth it.
Questions I have. Answers I require. Perfect this weapon must be.
We've got the transport. We're setting up quarantine procedures in the hangar now. I'll inform you both when we've gotten the transport aboard.
Very well, Captain.
Reports from the shuttle's recording system bring me when retrieved they have been. Results I must study.
As you wish, my lords. If you'll excuse me.
You've been listening to Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic Resurgence, Episode 2, The Desolation of Hoth, a Typhon Entertainment Group production, based on the movie series Star Wars by George Lucas, which is copyright The Walt Disney Company. Starring Chris Van as Kai Aaron, Andrew Latheron as Iden Weber, Vernon Vincent as Darth Taimu, Heath Martin as Lord Tirhar and the narrator, Bonnie Bogovich as Darth Zukeel and Darth Tankeel. Eric Snyder as Somas. Julia Kennedy as Teresa Vaughn. Tom Antonellis as HK-35 and the Infernal's Captain. Justin Cabantine as the Sith Soldier and the Sith Pilot. This episode was written and directed by Jeffrey Lincoln. Music is from the Star Wars movie series and Knights of the Old Republic video game series, based on themes by John Williams and Jeremy Soule. Original soundtrack provided by Adam Mullen. Sound effects drawn from the Star Wars films, StarWars.com, and various other sources. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic Resurgence is a non-profit fan production created for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Wars, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, or any other copyrighted works heard within this work are copyright to their original creators. No infringing claims are intended. Through the Force, all things remain in balance. But to what side do they lean? With the successful test of the Sith's latest weapon, some questions remain. As Iden races toward the Republic, desperate to speak with Admiral Karth Onassi, Kai, Teresa, and Somas attempt to withstand the Sith's interrogation tactics. What secrets does this holocron hold? And why is it so important to the Sith? Next time on Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic, Resurgence, Episode 3, Questions and Answers.